USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest violence against U.S. law enforcement officers in Houston, Texas yesterday.
Where five police officers shot by a suspect and hurt. The officers shot at a home in the southeast section of the city.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. Of the officers shot, two are in critical condition. Two others remain hospitalized. The fifth officer, it turns out, wasn't shot, but was injured in the scuffle with two suspects who are now both said to be killed. The Midwest already getting some of the coldest weather in decades. It's headed for the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic as well. Besides being dangerous to people, it's also going to be dangerous for pets who should only go outside to briefly do their business.
So just limit it to those short little potty breaks.
That's animal shelter worker Heather Klefstad in Fargo, North Dakota, speaking to Fox. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
The White House now putting pressure on Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro by hitting the country's powerful state-owned oil company with new tough sanctions. The U.S. no longer recognizes Maduro as the rightful president of that South American nation, instead recognizing Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. In a White House briefing yesterday, Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin blamed Maduro for a humanitarian crisis in Venezuela. Expected today in a Washington, D.C. federal courtroom on seven charges stemming from the Robert Mueller Russia probe, former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone is talking, appearing last night on Fox's Hannity, saying he did nothing wrong.
They're trying to criminalize legitimate political inquiry. They're trying to criminalize free speech, which is really what this about. This is about.
Stone indicted on, among other things, lying under oath is free on $250,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
If you watched it happen live, you will never forget it, or where you were, or who you were with. It was 1986. It has been 33 years since the Space Shuttle Challenger blew up. All the astronauts on board killed. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Thursday, the anniversary of when the Challenger exploded just 1 minute 13 seconds after lifting off in 1986.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that.
Experts ruled the cause of the accident was extremely cold weather, which caused two rubber O-rings that sealed the joint between the sections of the rocket booster to fail. All seven astronauts aboard lost their lives in the disaster, including the first teacher in space, Kristen McAuliffe. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on the China-U.S. trade war. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.